Good morning, guys. Here's my daily diary. Entry 4. So things didn't go according to plan yesterday. I got loads of cake. I wasn't expecting it. And I put myself into a food coma yesterday evening after class, and I went straight to bed at 9:30 because I had so much cake with the kids and cupcakes that Barbara got. So if anyone's listening to this that contributed towards yesterday, you know who you are. Thank you so much. And this continues on from my conversation that I had in daily entry 2, I think it was, or something like that, about surrounding yourself with people in your life that help fill up your cup, but vice versa. It has to be a two-way street. It can't be just a one-way street, because that's not how energy works. So you know who you are yesterday. And this little daily diary entry is all about expectations. Sometimes we can have high expectations for certain events and certain people and certain things and certain programs we sign up to, and we build up a story in our head, and then that story doesn't come to fruition during that particular event, like a birthday or whatever, an anniversary or whatever, and then you get disappointed, and then you might get angry at the particular people in your life that didn't step up to these high expectations that you had in your head. And this is speaking from old Krina, years and years and years ago, thinking that people could read my mind when it came to certain things and events and certain projects. But people aren't supersonic, they can't read your mind. So because I never have any expectations for my birthday, you never get disappointed, is what I'm trying to say. And then anything that happens is a bonus. Do you know that kind of way? So I just go into every birthday being just happy that I'm able to be here and create another year. Then anything that happens after that is a bonus. It doesn't bother me. I'm just like, people are busy. People have lives. People are doing their own thing. They can't be expecting to have Krina Duffy on their mind all the time. And I don't expect that of people. I just give to the world what I can and don't expect anything back. And I think that's a better way to live personally for me, because then that way, then you never get disappointed. Every day then is a brilliant day. This is another little lesson, guys, because I have a single and ready to mingle walk on in Killiney Hill this Sunday. And there's another one going to be on the end of May in Mullingar. And sometimes I can see when new people arrive to these walks that they have really high expectations, that when they pay €22.50, and bear in mind that that's not all the fee that we get as EcoFitness for organising it, because some people say, why are you charging for a walk like this? Because there's advertising fees, there's Facebook fees for advertising, there's Eventbrite fees, there's staff that I pay on the day as well, and there's bits and bobs that you do for the day to have there on the day, and of course it's my time as well on the run up to it and all the admin work. So by the time you actually break it down, it's not that much, guys. If you're not into business and you don't understand where that fee goes, that's kind of where the fee goes. Anyway, and sometimes when people pay the money, they have an expectation that this is going to work. And then sometimes they come on the walk and they might not connect with somebody and they get really disappointed. I've only ever seen that happen twice, three times actually, where three people have actually at different occasions came in, signed in, got their name badge, all that jazz, had to look around and went off. I went, I'm not here, I shouldn't be here, got really angry. And I just go, okay, if that person's willing to have a conversation with me, I'll refund back their ticket. And if not, and they're really angry because their expectations were so high, or maybe they were triggered because it's such a big thing for them to do, they got nervous, which sometimes happens, and they walk off and leave. Three times in the last year that has only happened, and I understand why it happens, because it is a big thing for someone to sign up to and to put their face out there and their name out there as well. But it's all learning, and sometimes you have to do it. And the little, we'll say, daily diary for me here is, if anyone can learn from this, is try not have an expectation. Just show up with no expectations. And just show up and be yourself. Because generally, sometimes what happens is, and this has happened twice, I've heard this story twice in the last 2 weeks of two different people, where they went to an event, got talking to girls, and this happened twice now. One girl said to one of the girls, let's just call her Mrs. N, do you know what, you'd be suitable for my brother. Could you mind if I send him on a picture on WhatsApp? He's single. And she goes, no, off you go. Anyway, she's after spending the weekend with this guy last weekend that she sent a WhatsApp picture to a few weeks ago, and she was talking to him up until last weekend, and they met and spent the weekend with him. Another girl, let's call her, Jesus, this girl that starts with N as well, N, again, at an event with all women, a travel event with all women, that got set up by a different travel person. and they got chit-chatting around the dinner table. I was like, oh my God, my brother's single. You might be, you'd be suitable or whatever. I think you might get on. Again, sent a WhatsApp picture, swap messages back and over, blah, blah, blah. Went out on a date. Don't know how it went because I haven't talked to the girl since. But this is the thing. Like, you have to remember that when you're putting yourself out there, you're actually putting yourself out there to opportunities. And even if it's not with men or women, or depending on who you're into, if depending on what the what sex you're into, it doesn't matter. Like, if someone isn't there for you, that doesn't mean to say that you don't put your best foot forward and be the best person, put your best self forward, that you don't know who else is in that crowd. And they're going, oh my God, Mary's single. And you know what? My brother and Mary seem to have the same personalities. They might click. We'll see, do they want to go on a date? You just don't know, guys. Because at the end of the day, people don't want to see their nearest and dearest on their own and single. And especially when they're looking and they're actively seeking and single and ready to mingle. They don't want them on their own. So of course they're going to be, if they see a personality or somebody, they're like, oh my God, you might suit my brother or sister. Doesn't happen that often, but saying that, it has happened twice if I heard of in the last 2 weeks. But you never know. So no expectations, guys. No expectations. And then you'll never get disappointed. And then everything else after that is a bonus. Now, someone might argue with me and go, well, you need certain expectations in your own life. I totally agree with that. Personally, I have expectations for myself of what I deliver, and I get really pissed off with myself if I under deliver, or if I say I'm going to do something and I miss the date to do it. I get really pissed off with myself. Like, I really do. And I really knuckle down then and try harder the next time to meet that expectation within the job or in my business and to meet the deadline. Like, I try really, really hard because I have high expectations for myself of what I can deliver. And sometimes these delivery is slow and it wrecks my head, especially when I don't have control over certain situations to be able to do certain things in certain situations. It wrecks my head, but I have to be patient and just know that the time will come all the time. I just need to keep chipping and chipping and chipping away and build a relationship so people will trust in order to get there and make things happen and make things better and all that kind of jazz. I've learned patience, because otherwise I'm a bulldozer and I bulldoze in and I go in with all my energy and I'm like, right, this whole building's getting painted, lads. This whole building's getting a revamp. But then I'm like, oh, hold on, I don't own this building. I need to have patience here. So sometimes I have to pull back the gear on my bulldozer and go into first. And that's okay too. And that's okay too. But there's the little lessons, lads, our little daily diary, my little lessons that I've learned over the past while. And yeah, still learning. I still have my L plate on. That's what I say anyway in life. I still have my L plate on, that every day is learning and every day is a school day. And if there's a day you don't learn something about yourself or others, ours or not, it's just a basic day. So that's it, guys. There's my daily diary entry.